We've had a long break, so we'll start in the fourth line, the two dats. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, whoever prays behind the shul is called wicked. Shneimar is the verse is, the wicked, they go around. This is only if he's not facing the shul. Everyone's davening in one direction, and he's not facing the shul. But if he's facing the shul, then it doesn't matter. And here we brought a machlokas Rashi Tosfos, whether it means which side is he standing on. If everyone's facing the east, and he's standing on the west side of the Beis Medrash, so obviously he should face the east together with him. Is it talking about that situation, where he's standing on the west side of the Beis Medrash? He could face the east just like them, and he opts to face the west. That's one understanding. And then according to that understanding, what would he do if he were on the eastern side of the Beis Medrash? Should he face the Beis Medrash itself, and then he's facing the opposite side of the congregation? They're facing east, and now he'll be facing west, but at least he's facing them. Or is that a problem? And really, he should face them. And if he faces east, then he's turned his back on the congregation. Then it's a problem. So we brought this was a machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Ha'u gavar dikamatzei achoy bekenishta. There was a person who did daven behind the shul, and he did not face the shul. Chalaf Eliyahu chazye yidmilei ketaya. Eliyahu passed by, or an Arab passed by, either Eliyahu dressed up as an Arab, or an Arab actually passed by. Amalei kaduba kaimit kamai marach. You think there are two forces before your creator? Shalaf safsara vekatle. Drew a sword and killed him. Amalei umravanan rabbeva barabaye. One of the rabbis said, Rav Beivai, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Another said it was Rav Beivai who said it, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. How do you understand the end of that verse? My kirum zulut livnei adam. Amalei explained it to him. He said, Elu devarim shomdim berumo shel olam. There are certain things which are at the heights of the world. Livnei adam zalzalim ben. And people take them lightly. Some things are of the utmost importance, but people don't take them seriously. For example, prayer. Prayer is something that, if you think about it, it boggles the mind. You're talking to your Creator, and look at how people treat it. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan and his disciple, Rabbi Elazar. Damri Tavayu, they both explained, Kivan shenitztech adam labriyot. Once a person requires assistance from others, panav mishtanot kikrum. Then his face changes colors like a krum. And in a second we will explain what is this krum. Shneimar, as the verse says, kirum zulut livnei adam. Like the krum is when a person is cheap in the eyes of man. My kirum, what is this krum? Ki ata Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came from Israel to Babylon, he explained. Amar, he said, of echad yesh bekachei hayam, the krum shemo. There's a bird out in the islands, and his name is krum. And when the sun rises, this bird changes colors. Ravami and Ravasi, they explain that when a person requires others' assistance, it's as though he's judged in two forms of judgment. It's as though he's judged in fire and water. Shneimar, the verse says, when you place the person who he's going to be in charge of us, When you made someone else to come and keep demanding of us payment, we needed someone else's help, and now he keeps demanding of us to pay him back. So then, banu beishu v'mayim, it's as though we came through fire and water. You need someone else. That's like a person having to cross through fire and water. And now we're continuing with quotes from Rav Chelvo in the name of Rav Huna. Amar Rav Chelvo, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Chelvo said in the name Rav Huna, Lo'olam yadam zeir b'tfilat ha-mincha. Person should always be careful with afternoon prayers. Share Eliyahu lo na'ala b'tfilat ha-mincha. As we find, Eliyahu was only answered in the mincha prayer, in the afternoon prayer. Shneimar, the verse says, Ve'ibalot ha-mincha, ve'igash Eliyahu ha-navi v'yomar. It was at mincha that Eliyahu went forth with his prayer. Eliyahu prays that a heavenly fire should come down, and he says, Aneini Hashem, Aneini, answer me, Hashem, answer me. Aneini shteyodesh min ha-shamayim. Why does he say Aneini twice? Once he says, answer me that the fire should come down from heaven. Va'aneini shelo yamu masek shafimim, and answer me that they shouldn't think I did it through sorcery. Rabbi Yochanan Amar af b'tfilat arvit. Rabbi Yochanan says even in the night prayer you should be careful. Shneimar, as the verse says, Tikon tefilat tiktot lefanecha masat kapay minchat arev. My prayer should be like an incense before you. When I raise my hands, it should be like the offering of the evening. That seems to indicate that the offering of the evening is something special. So the evening prayer is also something special. You should be careful when you pray it. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar af tfilat shachrit. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak said even in the morning you got to be careful. Shneimar, as the verse says, Hashem, Boker, Tishma, Koli, Boker, Eroch, Lecha, Vatzapeking. David describes that when he prayed his morning prayer, in the morning, God, you hear my voice, in the morning I said my prayer before you, and I anticipate that you will accept it. So we see the morning prayer was something that King David gave weight to, and so a person has to be careful with the morning prayer as well.